This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, welcome to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We are so happy to be here tonight and we welcome your communication throughout the show. So please do send us a text on 0427 Joy 949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. That's right, you are on Joy 94.9. Basha, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm fantastic.
That was a very upbeat number.
And Harold.
It's dancing away.
I'm glad. Now, what's on tonight's show?
Well, tonight we're going to discuss a documentary I saw recently about kindergarten children and philosophy.
Ooh. Mm. I love it already.
Gender-neutral toy stores.
That one's one of mine. Be on the gender-neutral bus.
And if you
want,
and please let us know what your favourite toy is. Kids toy, that is, people. Not the other kind of toys. I think hide and seek was before us, so you know that was sort of their topic. But
if you want to let us know what your other favourite toys, you can do that too. I mean,
but we were thinking more kids' toys.
Kids' toys. I'm a big fan of like Lego and toy guns and stuff like that.
Yeah, save it for the segment.
Okay.
Then the No to Homophobia campaign is kicking off, so we're going to discuss that. And then random acts of kindness within the gay community. And of course, our events listing for this week.
And, what's been happening in the news today?
Well, you know, the Tassie bill.
The Tassie bill.
Yes. We had some tragedy in Afghanistan.
We did. Damn it. Again.
I know. Our prayers go out to families and our lovely diggers out there.
And I guess I'm really keen to hear a little bit about this documentary because you've been bashing on about it for a while now. So what was that about?
Well, it was run at the State Library of Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Just the Beginning. It was a French documentary, and as the film began, one of my friends looked at me and went, "It's got subtitles." I was tempted to say, sweetie, it's a French documentary.
That would be why.
That's why it's in French with English subtitles. But yes, what they'd done is they'd grabbed a class of kindergarten children, so 3 to 5 year old kids, and they'd basically started teaching them philosophy. This is something that they would do to students in the last year of high school.
Right.
They decided to start bringing this into kindergarten kids and having this concept. So these kids would sit around in a room, the teacher would light a candle and she would now say, okay, we're going to now discuss philosophy. And it was actually really interesting to see what these kids were talking about. And, you know, she'd ask them things about life, death, intelligence, freedom. One of my best comments was the teacher asked the students, you know, what was intelligence? And this young girl put up her hand and said, my mum's intelligent. She goes, oh, really? Why is your mum intelligent? Because she puts the Nutella in the cupboard and not in the fridge.
Things are so simple for children, aren't they, really?
Yes, but they were discussing things, concepts like death. And a lot of the parents, they spoke to the parents during the documentary, and a lot of the parents were discussing the fact that it opened a window for them to discuss these issues with their children because they just didn't know how to start the topic. And so the kids would come home and, you know, they'd go, what did you talk in philosophy today? And then the kids would start the conversation and then they could chime in with their opinions. So it was really good and it was great to see these kids. Basically, the whole concept was that these kids would mutually listen to each other. They would listen to their colleagues' opinions. They would either agree or disagree, and then they would form arguments. And watching these tiny kids, some of the things that they were saying was quite enlightened when you're thinking this is a 3 or 4 year old. And as I say to a lot of my friends who discuss pertinent issues around their children in code, I always say, be careful, they're smarter than you think.
They
understand
think.
Everything.
Okay, what else happened in the news today?
What else happened in the news today?
There was one more thing. It wasn't today. It was this past week. Something was released to the news.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell announced she's married her girlfriend.
Yay!
Michelle Rounds.
Good on you, Rosie.
So congratulations, ladies.
So Rosie O'Donnell, 50. 50 years old.
Yeah, I didn't think she was that
old. Didn't think she was that old either.
Yeah, but you got to think, like, Madonna's in her 50s as well, so, you know, you sort of got to consider that, yeah, she'd be there as
well. How old's Kylie Minogue now?
43, I believe.
Mm. ripe young thing.
Mm.
Okay, so...
You're getting me distracted. And you started it.
I always do that because I talk about Kylie and it makes you go a little bit nutty. Anyway, off on the rest of the show tonight, we will be talking about gender-neutral toy stores. We want to know what your favourite kids' toy is. You can tell us what your other favourite toy is too if you'd like. We don't mind. And we're also going to be talking about the No to Homophobia campaign, random acts of kindness within the gay community, and the events listing. Please do stay tuned. It is going to be fun. You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. And welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We do love your communication, so please feel free to send us a text or an email. You can do so on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. I'm really enunciating my words today.
I like it. It's lovely. Is it because we were looking at the gender-neutral toy store?
Well, this is my topic. It's kind of a bit of a baby for me. I'm on the gender-neutral train.
Toot, toot.
Toot, toot. Yeah. And I say that because I came across an article online. Harrods Department Store in London.
Okay.
London. This past week, they made history by opening their first gender-neutral toy department. It was designed by London and Singapore-based interior architects Shed and has been dubbed Toy Kingdom. Everything in Toy Kingdom is grouped by theme, not gender. Enchanted Forest, Miniature Toy World, a reading room, a circus area, and a candy store. And the photos are rather cute.
We will put a link on the website.
We will.
You have to see these photos. They're just great.
Mm. I like it. I really like it. Now, there is some information here. Basha, you've done your research in goddessly ways and you've come up with a lovely bit of text for us. Now, instead of organising toys into colour-coded aisles of pink for girls and blue for boys, Harrods' new 26,000 square foot toy kingdom is broken into six interactive worlds.
That's good.
I'm really struggling over my words, aren't I?
That's why you must enunciate.
Enunciate. Looking for costumes, a rocking horse or stuffed elephants, try the Big Top, which Harrods describes a fairground of circus acts and candy floss with magicians and jugglers on stage.
Sounds fun.
We've also got the Odyssey. A gigantic space rocket crashes through the floor and a huge sun bursts through the wall in front of an Area 51-inspired space and gadget zone, complete with alien space pods and limited edition pieces. That sounds pretty cool.
It sounds pretty cool. It sounds like a lot of the clubs you go to.
Yeah, actually, it does.
There are clowns and acts there as well, so, you know, fairy floss.
This is absolutely fantastic. A gender-neutral toy store. Now, who would have thought? I mean...
It has been done before. But people weren't really open for the concept, so they've moved away from it. But in the supporting article and the research that I did, I found some interesting things. There was a mother, Mrs. Goldman.
Hello, Mrs. Goldman.
Mrs. Goldman had a 7-year-old daughter, and the daughter came home from school one morning crying because she had a Star Wars lunchbox.
Love Star Wars.
And at school they picked on her, saying Star Wars is for boys and not for girls. And she loved her Star Wars lunchbox, and she came home very upset and crying, and her mother had to tell her that this is okay. And this is fine. And the mother then chose to write a book or a blog about, you know, bullying in children and how the parents need to react and how the school should be more open. And the concept of a gender-neutral toy store, of course, opens that whole thing up because, you know, they're not being segregated like in some toy stores where one half of the store is all pink and the other half of the store is blue, and in the middle there's just the general stuff.
Is it strange that whenever... I mean, I go to Kmart a lot. Is that weird? I really like Kmart, especially the 24-hour one. Anyway, I go there a lot, and I like going there, and I always end up in the boys' toy section. And I love it. I love the toy guns. I love the Lego. I love, the bikes. I love all that stuff. And I think...
Yeah, but the bikes are in the general section.
Yeah, but you've got boys' bikes and you've got girls' bikes. And I'm sorry, but the boys' bikes are always way cooler than the girls' bikes. I have the same problem with shoes. Boys' shoes are always way cooler than girls'. You're too femmy to get this.
I wear heels, so.
Okay.
I don't like the clunky big shoes, you know.
Anyway, we want to know what your favourite toys are, the kid ones, but you can share the dirty ones too if you want. Send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha, this article that you found is going into information about over in the US.
Yes, because they're trying to push this now onto to America. So in the article they were discussing, there was a lovely mother whose seven-year-old son, Dyson, preferred things pretty, and he liked to wear a lot of pink and play with things like dresses and jewellery and toys. And she decided that, as much as she found it difficult, she decided to accept this of her son, and she's actually written a book called My Princess Boy. It came out in 2010 and caused a bit of a controversy because she's accepted the fact that he does this. And, you know, she says that he'll come out of his bedroom one day wearing a red dress. And she's just got to say, okay. And she was funny because she saw him in a toy store recently and he grabbed a doll to play with, and a little girl walked up to him and said, "That's not for you. Dolls are not for boys, they're for girls." And the little girl looked at her mother, and the mother actually supported her with that argument.
Hmm.
And this mother looked at them and went, "Well, that's your opinion. I think my son will want to play with what he wants."
Hmm.
So I think it's good because they're trying to stop bullying and making kids feel segregated and stop pushing them into these roles that they're supposed to be in. Now,
I mean, the whole idea, I come from a very personal approach on the gender-neutral topic because, as I was explaining earlier to you, I've got little sisters and they're very young. They're both under seven. And already they are little balls of pink-coloured clothes-wearing princess, crazy, fairy, nutty girls, and they're just insane. And I remember,
but you love them.
I absolutely adore them.
Okay,
don't get me wrong.
Yeah, okay.
the thing that I have, right, is that when one of them was younger, I said to my dad, "Oh, you know, what if I was to get a toy set, like a tool set? You know, you get those little tool sets where they can hammer stuff and pretend to drill things and, you know."
Yeah, I loved those things as a kid. They were fun. They made noises.
Yeah. Okay, so I suggested that to my dad and he was like, just get them girly crap.
He was probably scared that they'd like it and then they'd end up in his tool shed and playing with his toys.
He was probably scared they'd end up like me.
Oh,
valid. I have had hard times. But I thought it was really interesting. And my dad, you know, he's not the most traditional of blokes. He's you know, he's had a lot happen in his life and he's got some really forward-thinking ideas and he's a very smart man.
And lots of fascinating stories.
And lots of fascinating. He is Once Upon a Time Rodney. Yes, we do call him that. Now, but the interesting thing for me was that, you know, that what may have been an offhand comment to him was something that really stuck with me. And so whenever I've sort of given a gift to my sisters ever since then, I've always sort of tried to balance it out a little bit. So last time I went up to visit with my partner, Nat, and we bought them a bright pink tutu each. But we also bought them a rainbow slinky just to gay it up a little bit, you know?
Okay.
So it was good, though. The whole family was like, oh, there's Tian, the gay one, you know? It was funny for everyone who got it, but they just thought that, you know, I'd brought home a friend. So they didn't really get it, the girls, but there you go. Anyway, my point is I'm getting there.
Okay, good, because I was waiting.
The gender-neutral toys are fantastic and I would like to see more of them. And I'd like to see them marketed more as a gender-neutral product.
Yes.
Because that way it's going to be easier for me to buy crap at Christmas. I'm purely selfish point of view here.
Okay. Well, in the article that I was reading, there was a lady who was shopping for her children for toys and she just found it very difficult. And she actually turned around and opened her own toy store. And she has the very much the gender neutral things. So she won't have the pink and the blue. If she has green roller skates, she makes sure that on the packaging there's a picture of a boy and a girl. And if there's only one of these genders on there, she will send it back to the manufacturer saying, "Sorry, I'm not going to sell this in my toy store. If you'd like me to sell it, can you please make another box or can you send me another product?" And she's flooded with a lot of companies that have products that understand that and will have both the little boys and girls on the boxes saying, yeah, we're playing with these toys and this is all cool and this is fine. Not to say that she doesn't have the costumes like the little princess and things like that, but she mixes them up with astronauts, police, doctors, nurses, and she has all those there so that the kids have a choice. And they're in such a way that they're not geared at a particular gender, which is what I like about Harrods. There are mannequins there. Now, there was one racing suit, but you couldn't tell it was a boy because the face was blank. There was no hair. It was just a figure, an outline of a child. So all the mannequins in the Harrods store actually have no distinguishing features to tell you, are they boys or are they girls? And so this is like really good because it just makes it easier. And I agree with you that when you go shopping for kids' toys, which can be a nightmare, it's easier just to grab something and just walk out the store. I am a fan of the segregation, let's say, by years. I find that very difficult to know what to buy certain kids at certain ages.
I find that too, but I always have sort of fallen on the side of board games. I used to work in a board game shop, so that's probably why.
But see, I never really owned
board games. It's so much easier with board games. You pick it up, it's bright and colourful, and it gives you an age group, and you go, beautiful. It's under $10. Chuck it in the mail. It's easy stuff like that. I enjoy it, you know.
Well, some of the comments online were people saying that they found the store very cute, and it reminds them of those indie toy stores. So it reminded me of that movie, was it Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and it was very much like that because that was also very gender neutral. There weren't specific areas for boys and girls. It was all open for everyone. And one of my favourite comments is, the gender neutral bookstore made me really happy. Books are for everybody. And aww. I'm like, yes, I agree.
Oh, dear. All right, look, we could go on about this probably all night. It's a fun topic, but we do need to move on. We've got a couple of things coming up for you. The No to Homophobia campaign has been launched this week, and it's really hit off with a bang. We've got Random Acts of Kindness in the gay community and, of course, the Melbourne event listing for this weekend. So do stay tuned. If you'd like to send us a message or an email, you can do so on 0427JOY949. You're with Basha and Tian on JOY94.9. Welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. You can join into our conversation tonight. Some people have. You can do so by sending us an SMS on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. So, Basha, some people have been texting in about gender-neutral toys and such.
Well, Chris wrote us a lovely message saying that he used to play with his sister's dollhouse and his Barbies and used to decorate the dollhouse in contrary to playing football. And that his parents were okay with that. And then he sent us an update saying that his four-year-old nephew wears his sister's jewellery and paints his nails and no one in the family seems to mind. So I think that's great that the family are quite accepting and open of that.
Applause for the family. Yeah, I'm really happy that I just found the sound effects button after all this time.
Yeah, I'm so glad I showed you that.
I know. Okay, moving on.
Thanks, Ginny, for showing me that too. It's like, yeah, great. Anyway, then another person wrote in going that not talking about toys, but shoes. He recently bought a pair of Converse and was told that they're women's colours. They were Converse, white with black stars. I don't get it. I don't see how that's a female colour, but anyway. And he still wears them because he doesn't care and he likes them. Well, good on you, honey. Wear them with pride.
You know, I have the same issue with buying shoes.
You always look at the men's ones.
I always look at the men's ones, and I do that because I prefer the styles that they have. And it's awkward because it's like, you know, I could be walking down the street and there's some guy walking along next to me and we've got the same shoes, but I look better in them. It's like, what do I say to him?
I don't think he's looking at your feet, honey.
No.
Not with those girls there.
Anyway, so.
And we got another message. Yen Wee, she loves the show and she's enjoying the toy talk. having a good evening. Well, hope you're having a good evening too, honey.
Okay, so look, gender-neutral toys, as I was saying before, we could go on about it all night, but one thing we forgot to mention...
is your favourite toys.
The favourite toys. So what's your favourite toys?
I used to always love those experiment kits, you know, those like the science... I know,
so
this is my inner nerd.
That is so you.
No, anyway. But my parents bought me one and it was like this thing. It was the best invention ever. You had all these wires and you detached them and it was called the big ear. So basically I could eavesdrop on conversations anywhere in the house. So when my parents were talking and I knew I was getting in trouble, I could switch this device on and listen to them. So I knew how to prepare myself to say I didn't do it. I wasn't there. So this was a great toy.
All right. I was saying earlier, I love Lego.
Gotta love Lego. I had a Lego set. I bought it a few years ago and everyone was like, why did you buy Lego? Until everyone was like, oh my God, you've got Lego. And people just started playing with this big box of Lego.
Don't they? Anytime you have Lego out, people are just all over it. The other one is recently, I love toy guns and stuff like that. And recently.
Yeah, you bought those ones with all these darts and
stuff.
Yeah,
my partner and I bought a whole lot of Nerf guns. And we've only played with them a couple of times. And now I kind of feel like we wasted the money. But it was so much fun having them. And you walk into
You that when you had six guns. You had so much, you know, ammunition
they're
there. I've
toys,
never seen that.
You know,
I know. But
it was just a bit of fun.
I know. I was playing with them too. They were great. But it was like, yeah, buy one or two guns. I can't believe you bought like six. And some of those guns were heavy.
I know. We wanted to try all the... Anyway, toy guns.
I used to like the sort of the, you know what I miss about kids and being a kid was the creativity. So, you know, the fact that you could just, with your, you know, the kids always made friends wherever they went. Like that's the kind of kid I was. I always just made friends with all the kids. And you could just do anything. And, you know, your own creativity was just what got you going. So, you know, you could just sit there and like, I remember when we were kids, the Olympics were on and we made our own Olympic torches. And not that we condone this. We were running down the street. Yeah, we did get in a lot of trouble for that one. Probably not the best idea, but when you're eight and you see the Olympics, you're like, oh my God, this is the best thing in the world. We want our own Olympic torch.
I love how Olympics at school was such a big thing, you know, everything was geared. Anyway, we should move on. If you want to tell us to be quiet, please do. Send us a message on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. In all seriousness, we want to know what your favourite toys are from when you were a kid, if you still play with them now, as I do.
Or if you've gone back to the toy stores and bought new supplies.
We're getting a bit dodgy.
I didn't mean that. Oh. I meant toys, like going to a toy store. I said toy store. I didn't say sex store. I said toy store.
Right, okay. Okay, it's very confusing, this business of toys. Anyway.
Again, hide and seek was before us.
Okay.
That's where it was. You
right,
know?
Okay. And this is Basha and Tian with Leylink on Joy 94.9. Welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9.
You can send us a message. So you can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
I like it better when I say it.
I know you do. That's why I butted in. We got a lovely message here from someone saying that he used to play with Barbie dolls and such until he went to primary school and he was informed this was wrong. Sweetie, it's
wrong.
Never wrong.
It's not wrong. You can play with whatever toys you want to play with.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
And I think for Christmas, last Christmas, I got my little sister's...
I sent you my heart. Sorry.
You're singing on
the
radio.
I know. You said last Christmas and it just got me into the thing. So, yes. Anyway, continue.
Okay.
I'm going to be cutting that out.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, continue.
So... Last
it's
Christmas.
Late. I've been eating lots of sugar, right? Give me a break.
Last Christmas or the one before, I got my little sister's two matching Barbie scooters, right? So I thought there was a little bit of Barbie, but there was also scooters. Scooters are cool. Scooters are like...
But they were pink.
Yeah, but they were pink, which is really unfortunate, and they had three wheels, so that kind of stole the fun out of it a bit. But, you know, they were young.
Little.
And they loved them, absolutely adored them. And I just think they might even still have them today. But I put those things together, okay, and they were not easy.
I'm sure you did.
I did.
Now we're going to talk about the launch of the No to Homophobia campaign, which is just launched on the internet. So, you know, we're going to put a link on our website so you can have a look at that.
Very cool ads.
I was watching them on the website. So
and they're actually starring Natalie from Her Society is in one of the ads.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking, what were you going? I didn't realise where you were going with this.
Oh, right.
I haven't watched all of them yet.
Okay, well, you should.
I watched a few.
She's behind the eight ball. Her Society, of course, Saturday Joy show is absolutely fantastic, so you should tune in. And Natalie, one of the presenters, has a role on these ads.
Well, there you go. I knew she was doing a lot of press.
Yeah, she was doing a lot of press. Mm. Well, anyway, moving on.
Anyway, moving on.
The No to Homophobia campaign.
Yes. Now, they're talking about dealing with homophobia, biphobia and transphobia. And they're also explaining to your average people what that actually means. So that's always helpful. Now, problem with harassment and this kind of things is when people say it's just a joke or that was my opinion, you know, that still affects you. That's still discrimination. They're still having a go at you. So please, please go to, we'll put a link on the website. Go have a look at that. There's a lot of places there. There's also links to where you can go and seek help. If you'd like to talk to someone, call Lifeline on 13 1114 or the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard on 9663 2939. And they're great.
They are great.
And they just talk about a lot of different things. But, you know, one of the things on the website which I found really interesting was the definitions of discrimination. So we have two definitions of discrimination. We have direct discrimination.
And what is direct discrimination?
This occurs when someone treats you unfavourably because of your, for example, sexual orientation. So you may get passed over for a promotion or they exclude you from events and things like that. Then there's indirect discrimination. And this is where someone unreasonably imposes a requirement or practice that disadvantages a group of people like yourself. So this can occur in a situation where you're treating everyone the same, but, you know, this is unfair. So an example of this is, you know, let's see, if a high school gave all students the ability to invite a boy to the school formal, you know, and they weren't allowed to invite their same-sex partner. So that
happens all over the place.
Yeah, but
it's not on.
It's not on. But, you know, this is the kind of thing. So they're trying to deal with this, but they're pushing it a lot on the workplace and trying to explain to people that it's okay. So it's a really good campaign. We have to get behind it and support it. So please, please, please forward this link on, put it on your Facebook, send it to everyone, bombard everyone, get it out there. The more people who are aware of this and start realizing it, I think a lot of the time it's indirect discrimination. I don't think people realize that they're being discriminatory at that point. They think they're just having a joke or it's just a bit of fun or whatever, and they don't realize actually that it is affecting people in the workplace or in the community with their comments. And so campaigns like this are really good and really strong to help promote that.
I think it's also good because this website and this campaign are really highlighting the fact that homophobia is a form of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, same as transphobia, biphobia, it is a form of discrimination. They're highlighting that to people and they're making people understand that discrimination against homosexual people, it is illegal because it's still discrimination. And I think a lot of people kind of forget that. They forget that balance along the way and they just think, oh, it's just people being, you know, bigoted, rude morons. But this campaign in particular really highlights the fact that it is illegal behaviour and we can do something about it.
Yes. So we've got to support it there, and you know, there's a lot of information on the website. Go and have a look. And as I said, there is help there. So if you feel that you're in one of these situations, you know, at the bottom of most of the pages, there's a link to where can I get help. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Even if you feel it's a slight issue, ask for help. Go and talk to someone. You know, get rid of the issue while it's still small. Don't wait till it grows into this big mountain, you know.
All right, we have to move along. Mm. If you do have any comments that you'd like to pass along to us regarding the No to Homophobia campaign, you can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au.
And you can check out our Leylink Facebook page to see all the events.
And if you would like to hook up with us on social media, please feel free to do so. We love it when people like us. Head to joy.org.au, find our program page and follow the links. You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink on Joy. Welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. It's always great when you stop the music before you start talking.
Well, you know.
I'm just excited to, you know.
I know.
Wrap up the show. Anyway, we have had a really full show tonight, but we've got one more to go. We have been talking about the documentary about kindergarten children and philosophy teachings.
Philosophy, yes, which you
Did
can...
Did I say
I don't know what you said, but it's philosophy. Gender and it's available in DVD stores at the moment.
Ooh,
so there you go.
There you go. What's it called again?
Oh, God, are you throwing me?
It's called Just the Beginning.
Just the Beginning. sorry, the title was in French.
Failure. Failure.
I can't read French.
We've also been talking about gender-neutral toy stores. We asked people what their favourite toy was and we shared ours and the No to Homophobia campaign as well. Now, we've also got a picture message that's come through from one of our fantastic listeners. These shoes that he has sent through, he was talking about them earlier and explaining that, you know, apparently they were ladies' shoes, but he didn't care.
And the white Converse anyway. With the black stars. See, I finally got it out properly.
They are fantastic.
They are cool.
Shoes.
We think they're cool.
I want a pair of those shoes, so I'm going to be looking for them too.
Great. We're going to be posting the picture on our website so you can all have a look at his cool shoes.
They are
and
the
like
coolest
them.
Shoes. They are. They definitely are. I love them.
Anyway. Now we have a really good feel-good story because you sent me this during the week and I loved
did.
It. I read this story and it just made me so happy. Okay, the beginning didn't, but
no.
You know?
But there's always a happy ending. That's what I love.
There is.
Now, this is really cool. Jordan Addison is a student at Radford University, and between March and May of this year, his car was vandalised 4 times, once at his house and 3 times on campus. Okay?
Mm.
The first time there was some homophobic slurs keyed into the side of it, said Addison. Then the second time I had die keyed into it. Addison believes he was targeted because he was gay. The homophobic slur was written across one side of his car and he tried everything to cover it, but nothing worked. The lowest estimate I got just to fix the damage to the doors was $2,500. That's US people. And for a college student, that's a lot of money, Addison said. Richard Henniger Jr. heard what happened to Addison. He says, once I saw the vandalism that was done to it, I said, that's uncalled for. We're going to fix your car. That's the least we can do. He is the manager at Quality Auto Paint and Body in Renoke, and the shop decided to help Addison out for free.
They did, and they spent over 100 hours and 2 weeks working on his car. They gave him new tyres, a new paint job, tinted windows, a new security system, and a new stereo, and the total value was over $10,000.
The new and improved car was unveiled to Addison on Monday, and he was speechless. It goes on to explain that there were other businesses involved in this amazing story. There were Parts Unlimited, Advanced Auto Parts, Moon's Auto Body, Rice Toyota, Val's Automatic, The Rod Shop, goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah, so 10 businesses Fantastic. Contributed because basically this store said that they weren't capable of doing all that on their own.
It's just fantastic.
It's just great. So, yes, the article started off with gay student gets new car after vandalism. And I like that.
That's
it was
cool.
Just it was just nice to see that the people out there have seen that this poor boy has been disadvantaged. And instead of saying, no, forget about it, it's not an issue, they decided to help him.
So you've got some comments here that you've also attached, and I was just reading them. These are really cool. There's one here that says, it is heartwarming to see such a story, love and sympathy for a gay guy victimised by hate from a car shop in the southern state.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And right now it is obvious that gay people need protection against hate crimes, job discrimination, housing and accommodation.
So I have a interesting sneak peek of one topic we're going to be talking about next week. I read a fantastic submission that was put out recently about discrimination in the rental market, Barsha. And I found it extremely fascinating. We're going to forward it to you so you can prepare. But on next week's show, I would love to talk about it. I think it's really interesting. So if you have experienced any kind of discrimination when you've been going for a rental property or they've blocked you.
Oh, rental property. Sorry, I thought you meant rental
cars.
No,
no, no. For a rental property. So if you have received any discrimination or you believe that it might be discrimination because you've been blocked from renting so many times, please do let us know. You can send us an email out of Laylink Hours on laylink@live.com.au.
Or just go to the Joy website and find our show. And there's all our links to social media and to our email address and everything, so you can message us in and let us know your opinion or what happened and tell us your story.
So that's joy.org.au. And we've had a fantastic show.
We have.
We're
loving all the communication. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, it's been really cool. I love it when a lot of people, you know, get in contact.
I know.
It's
and
nice.
We had nothing. See, all the toy comments were all nice and sweet and innocent. See?
More people should encourage their children to play with gender-neutral toys.
I think so.
Definitely.
All right, well, I think that's us for an evening.
That is us for an evening.
So that was a very quick hour. So we hope you enjoyed. And we'll be here next week. So good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.